Good afternoon, everybody. Afternoon, starting right this minute. I'm Madeline Brimmer from EPA Region 7. Thank you for joining us for today's Brownfield Ceremonial Check presentation. We have a great lineup of speakers to give remarks today. After the event, we would like to invite members of the media up front for one-on-one interviews and photos if interested. Now, without further delay, let's begin today's program. I would like to introduce our first speaker, Ms. Shauna Silvius, Mayor of the City of Red Oak. Well, welcome everyone, and thank you to all of our dignitaries who are here and all of our friends from EPA. So thank you for coming to celebrate this progress and future possibilities for Red Oak. It's my distinct honor as the Mayor of Red Oak to welcome Director DeAndre Singletary with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Heartland Region 7, to our community and to all of our dignitaries who are joining us this afternoon. It is a delight and privilege to stand before you all in celebration of a remarkable milestone, a moment of progress and possibility that promises to shape our city's future for generations to come. We are gathered here not only to recognize an achievement, but to acknowledge the hard work, partnership, and vision that have brought us to this point. Allow me to begin by offering my heartfelt gratitude to the United States Environmental Protection Agency, especially the dedicated Region 7 Heartland team. Your unwavering support, expert guidance, and persistent encouragement have been the bedrock of this journey. To our collaborating local stakeholders, your commitment and expertise have been invaluable. This milestone is a testament to what we can accomplish when we join together with purpose and determination. Over the past 3 years, our city undertook a comprehensive and ambitious process. We invited key stakeholders to the table, toured and examined sites with a critical eye, and engaged the honest conversations about our community's challenges and dreams. We waded through the intricate details of the grant application, discussing requirements, weighing opportunities, and at times nudging each other forward when the path seemed daunting. Through each stage, your partnership and encouragement provided the momentum we needed, transforming aspiration into action and ultimately into success. Today, I'm thrilled to announce that Red Oak has been selected by the US EPA for a highly competitive and prestigious Brownfield Assessment Grant. This recognition is not just an honor for our city, it is a signal of confidence in Red Oak's potential and a catalyst for meaningful change. With this grant, we will embark on a series of 13 phase one and 6 phase two environmental site assessments, focusing on properties that have long been underutilized or overlooked. The grant will also support the development of a comprehensive brownfield inventory, community engagement initiatives, and robust reuse planning activities. The heart of this project lies within Red Oak's Broadway corridor, including a significant site along Oak Street. Among our priority focus areas are a former 1.16 acre former grocery store and a 0.23 acre former service station, both locations that have stood as reminders of unrealized potential and perhaps environmental concerns. For too long, these sites have been left behind, unsightly and untapped. Today, thanks to the resources now available, they will finally receive the attention and assessment that they deserve. This grant is not simply a funding opportunity. It is an instrument of transformation. It empowers us to take the necessary steps to identify and address environmental issues, clear the way for remediation, and plant the seed for revitalization. The significance of this work cannot be overstated. By confronting environmental challenges head on, we are paving the way to cleanup and redevelopment grants that will restore these sites to productive use. Bringing them back onto the tax rolls will strengthen our economic foundation, while new opportunities for business development and job creation will invigorate our community's spirit. These steps forward will not only enhance the appearance and vitality of the Broadway business corridor, but will also make Red Oak a more attractive destination for prospective retailers, entrepreneurs, developers, new residents, and job seekers alike. As we celebrate this achievement, let us also look forward with anticipation. The assessment activities we are about to undertake represent the first crucial steps in a long-term process of renewal. Our shared commitment to transparency, community involvement, and forward-thinking planning will ensure that the benefits of this grant extend well beyond today. Before I close and turn the microphone over, I would like to acknowledge special guests and offer heartfelt and special thanks. Director DeAndre Singletary, Jennifer Morris, David Doyle, who has retired, Jonathan Klusmeyer, and I. Dallas Stauffer, and the rest of the team from Heartland 7 region for the EPA. Mel Pins with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and also Jennifer Clancy and Blaze Levin with the Kansas State TAB, which stands for Technical Assistance for Brownfield. I'd also like to thank the Red Oak City Council and key city staff for your willingness to be progressive, take a risk, and eagerly accept the challenges before us and ahead. While this is just the beginning, we couldn't have made it this far without each of you. In closing, to the US EPA Heartland Region, our partners and every individual who played a role in this journey, thank you. Thank you for this incredible, relevant, and much needed doorway to opportunity. Your belief in Red Oak and your investment in our future are deeply appreciated. Together, we are writing a new chapter for our community, one defined by progress, opportunity, and hope. Thank you all for being here, for your dedication, and your belief in what Red Oak can become. Now, I would like to invite DeAndre Singletary, Division Director for EPA Region 7.
Thanks, Maddie and Mayor. So, good afternoon, everyone. It is a great occasion to be here in Red Oak, Iowa today as we celebrate an investment in the future of this community. Jim Macy, who is our regional administrator, really wanted to be here to celebrate with Red Oak today, but he could not. And so I am here in his stead, but he sends his warmest regards. It is an honor to formally announce the City of Red Oak selection to receive a $500,000 Brownfields assessment grant to conduct 19 combined Phase 1 and Phase 2 environmental site assessments. The sites slated for assessment are full of potential for future redevelopment, which will be a tremendous benefit for this community. Today's grant announcement underscores the five pillars that guide our agency's work. Pillar one, clean air, land, and water for every American. Two, restore American energy dominance. Three, permitting reform, cooperative federalism, and cross-agency partnership. Four, make the United States the artificial intelligence capital of the world. And five, protecting and bringing back American auto jobs. While these pillars all intersect, pillars one and three stand out the most for today's announcement. As EPA Region 7 works to support the American people by upholding the programs and actions that provide clean air, land, and water for every American, we also promise to work closely with our government and cross-agency partners to streamline processes and leverage resources to be the most efficient and effective. This will support future economic development, which is ultimately a big win for all Americans. As we celebrate today's announcement, we should also be reminded that environmental protection and economic development are not mutually exclusive. They go hand in hand. Redeveloped brownfield sites have positive impacts on nearby residential properties, which can see a 15% increase in value after redevelopment. Most importantly, grant-funded projects also include strategies to minimize displacement and ensure the people most impacted by brownfields also benefit from the renewal. Before I close, I would like to thank the Region 7 Brownfields team for supporting our communities through the grant process. Also, a special thanks to the City of Red Oak for submitting their competitive grant package and working hard behind the scenes for the people in this area. And then also, I would like to thank Jonathan and Brittany from Senator Grassley's and Ernst offices, respectively, for being here with us to celebrate today. And I personally, along with the rest of the team at EPA Region 7, look forward to the transformation of these sites and what the future has in store for Red Oak. Congratulations.
Now, I would like to invite all of our speakers up to the front for the ceremonial check presentation.
I hereby submit this $500,000 ceremonial check to the City of Red Oak, Iowa for their $500,000 assessment grant from the Brownfields program. Congratulations.
Now, please welcome our final speaker today, Tim Fridoff, Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Red Oak, Iowa.
Well, again, thank you all for being here today. This is a very big privilege and honor. As many know me, I'm not very long-winded, so I'll make this short and sweet for you. As we bring today's event to a close, I just want to take a moment to reflect not just on what this Brownfield Assessments Grant means for Red Oak in practical terms, but on what it represents for our community's future. This grant isn't just about testing soil or evaluating old buildings. It's about giving our community a chance to look forward, to see possibility where there's been uncertainty, and to take action where for years progress may have felt out of reach. These kinds of opportunities don't come around every day, especially for small communities like ours. And that's exactly why this matters. It's another moment that reminds us that Red Oak is worth investing in. That we have something special here, not just in buildings and land that we'll be assessing, but in the people who live here, raise their families here, and care deeply about the place we call home. The work ahead won't always be simple or fast. Environmental assessments, planning, community input, it takes time. But we're not starting from scratch. We've already shown that when Red Oak comes together, we make things happen. And this grant is going to help us continue that momentum. Whether it's turning an underused lot into something vibrant, removing barriers to redevelopment, or just creating a cleaner path forward for property owners and developers, this work is about giving our city more tools to shape its own future on our terms. Again, I want to thank everyone who made this possible, from all the EPA, our regional partners, to the local leaders, staff, and all who've championed this effort from the beginning. Your commitment is what brought us to this point, and it's what will carry us forward. The path ahead will involve careful planning, collaboration, and patience. But with this support, we're in a much better position to move forward with confidence, transforming challenges into opportunities and building momentum for long-term sustainable growth. So once again, let me express our deep and sincere gratitude to all the partners, agencies, and teams that helped bring this effort to life. Today is a step forward, not just in funding, but in our collective vision for what Red Oak can become. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's check presentation ceremony. For more information about the EPA Brownfields program, please visit our website at epa.gov.